Some of the topics we're learning about include Alacha Bikurim Me'imasai Mechayiv and Alein Mishayor Pnei Habayis. Yisrael becomes liable for eating Bikurim only after the Bikurim entered the walls of Yerushalayim. Alacha Bikurim Hanocha Ma'akeves Behen Kriya Ein Ma'akeves Behen. Only the placing of the Bikurim fruits before the Mizbeach is mandatory, but the recitation is not mandatory, and the mitzvah of Bikurim is fulfilled with Hanocha alone. And the Gemara's proof from Rabbi Shmuel's question regarding Yochel Yala Oda Ma'isa Sheni Bezman Hazeb Yerushalayim V'Yochlenu, whether in today's times, after the Churban, one can bring and eat his Ma'isa Sheni fruits in Yerushalayim without pinyin. The Machlik is regarding Kedusha Rishayin, the Kitchel HaShayta, the Kitchel HaAsalavi, whether the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was permanent even after the Churban, and therefore, Makrivim Ava Bishayim Bayis, one can bring Kabanis even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, or Kedusha Rishayin, the Kitchel HaShayta, Veloy Kitchel HaAsalavi. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was only while it stood, but after the Churban, the Kedusha was terminated, and one cannot bring Kabanis when there's no Beis HaMikdash. The three cases of Malkus regarding Achilus Meiser Sheni, the Meiser Sheni Tahar, the Gavrit Tahar, to call Ochel Chutz Lachayma. If a Tahar person eats Meiser Sheni Tahar outside Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus. Or the Meiser Sheni Tame, or the Gavrit Tame, the call Ochel Leib Yerushalayim. If a Tame person ate Meiser Sheni Tahar inside Yerushalayim, or a Tahar person ate Meiser Sheni Tame inside Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus. Meiser Sheni Shenitma Paiden Isa Philip Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Sheni Tami can be redeemed even inside Yerushalayim, while Ma'aser Sheni Tahar can be redeemed only outside Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Sheni Tahar, Paiden Aisei Afila Bepsia Achas Chutz L'Chaima, Ma'aser Sheni Tahar can be redeemed even if it is just one step outside Yerushalayim.